Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That was such an amazing interview with Jim Yarrow. We've done some research on him the last 48 hours and were able to connect dots, and I was able to talk to him off air and get his response. And I believe with about 97% certainty, actually I'm completely certain, that the individual that told him that high-level military people that he'd recruited and gotten in, special forces, that the person that they're talking about is the man that's in the film Behold a Pale Horse, available, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to get it there and support us, that we're talking about retired former head of Special Forces, General William Boykin. Because of the Christian circles, and I happen to know Boykin's been involved trying to help get Chinese girls out of China so they're not aborted after birth. They kill them up to a couple of years. Parents hide them and stuff. And it kind of freaked him out there when I went out there and said, is it Boykin? And the guy's like, I'm not going to sit there and do this question and answer. Boy, you really are smart. How do you know? So the point is that, well, there's not many people that even have the courage to, and of course, it's on record that he runs in the circles with Boykin and they know each other. And obviously, Boykin knows the government knows that. And I'm not saying he's not a really smart guy, but at the same time, you know, he went to this fella because he's like, well, you know about the internet. Can I work through you? We need to get a hold of the filmmaker. He's been trying to get a hold of me. I've just been too busy to talk to him. I've been too busy to even call my other source. I'm just completely overwhelmed at this point. I mean, I'm going to be honest with everybody, but I already know their battle plan. And I just continue to get more intel and more data on them. And it's a bold move. Fortune favors the bold, and the globalists are bold. That's why I'm bold. And, you know, Pat Tillman found out they were growing drugs and doing all this evil stuff in Afghanistan. He was going to go public, so they killed him. And I think General Boykin, he's already gone public in Behold a Pale Horse. He's already exposed. Well, actually, Boykin is in CNS News today saying our government is arming the Al-Qaeda and giving them weapons in Syria. So that's actually in the news today. So it's Boykin. 97%, and I guess we need to get a hold of Boykin. We know who to call to get his number. I don't know why I haven't tried to get Boykin on to begin with. We need to I need to talk to him and go, look, General, it's time to just go all the way. It's time to get your missiles launched before they blow you up on the pad. And I'm just telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we got to do. And me, I'm in God's hands. I'm not worried about it. He said the military living legend is scared. And I guess when you're an old man and been in all that combat earlier, and it's not even scared. It's sad, freaked out. It's like, wow, it's really happening. They're really getting the military ready to come confiscate guns, have a civil war, and bring in the Chinese communists. Let me tell you, a lot of mainline conservatives are all talk, folks. They'll get out and salute the Reds if they came in here. I'm telling you right now. I mean, they'd line up. I mean, look, all the TV shows badmouth George Washington. I mean, if they had a public hanging in Austin, for me, people get out there and salute while they hung my butt. I guarantee it. Most people are cowards, and they love evil. But I got news for the New World Order. There's a good 15% of people aren't going to back down, and they're men and women. And so good luck with that big highway they just got completed, almost all of it, from the southern Pacific side of Mexico right up into Texas. And they've built it right up into San Antonio and right up to the extension around town. And we stopped it just north of here, fighting it as hard as we could. That globalist taxation control grid to run the Chinese troops up. We killed it dead just north of Austin. And here we are fighting as hard as we can. And most people cannot believe how serious this is, how real this is. But you're going to find out. We're trying to stop them, but if we don't stop them, boy, just remember you were warned.
Hello, I'm Al. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Assault weapons ban. If the feds start confiscating assault weapons, will you turn your guns in?
Absolutely not. No chance. I completely disagree with what President Obama said the other day and his order and all that, and I will not turn any of my guns in, and there's nothing they can really do that will change my mind about that.
Well, personally, I don't have any guns on me, but if I did, I probably wouldn't. Just a matter of, protection for myself, or if I had a family, for my family.
I don't own any guns, so I don't have any to turn in.
Do you think other people should turn them in?
I do. I think that you should follow the law, and also I'm kind of against assault weapon guns and guns in general, and I don't see that there's that much of a need for them. If everyone turns them in, then you won't need them to defend against other people with.
I don't own any assault weapons, but I am a gun owner, and my guns would be in compliance with those new laws, and so it wouldn't personally affect me. But if I did own assault weapons, I would comply with the law, because I don't think that, other than the headstrong Southern attitude that I have, what's mine is mine, there's no reason to be owning assault weapons in a just personal setting.
How do you feel about President Obama bringing children on stage as he talks about gun control, yet he's killed at least 168 kids in drone attacks in Pakistan?
I think national security and domestic security are two different issues, and that security abroad is a separate issue entirely from security inside the nation.
I feel that's kind of almost hypocritical in a way.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that dragging kids into it and having them listen to all this stuff, they do need to be educated, but I think they're way too young, and I think that's wrong. I don't agree with that at all.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to bring kids onto the stage as he talks about it. It's kind of unfair to make his point that way, but I think a life's a life, and it shouldn't be lost either way. So I think it needs to be on both sides. He needs to value the life of his children as much as, you know, Pakistani civilians.
Maybe he feels bad about all the kids that he has unintentionally killed, and he's trying to make up for that by saying that, you know, by bringing the kids on stage.
No one is, he's not, in the way of asking the question that way, you're making the blame go specifically on a single person, on the President of the United States, when it's a much more complicated and complex issue. And then in those sort of situations, you can't place the blame on one person. Yes, people have died, but people die in any sort of conflict. I don't personally agree with our presence in the Middle East, but I'm going to support our president in the sort of decisions he makes. And I think that having drones in the Middle East saves American lives. And when it comes down to it, like, American lives are what our policies are about saving.
Now, do you think it's un-American if local or state governments push back on the feds in relation to the assault weapons ban?
No, I don't think it's un-American, just because I think that within America, each state does have its right to make their own laws. And
I don't think that it's un-American. I find that states, when they have enough reason to stray away from the national government, it is their right to do that.
I guess it would be considered un-American to push the feds back, because these are the same people that we expect to protect us, and the same people who we expect to watch our homeland security.
Okay, and lastly, can you recite the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment. No, I cannot at this point. I forgot clearly. I know the first one, freedom of speech. Second one should be right to the press, isn't it? Right to press, or, yeah, it's probably that. I should feel ashamed of myself, though, wanting to be a lawyer. Yeah.
The right to bear arms. Every citizen should have the right to bear arms.
And it mentions in there something about a militia.
I used to know it. I'm sorry.
The right to bear arms.
Okay, and it mentions something about a militia in the Second Amendment.
Okay, well, my bad. No, I've no idea what it is. Could you say it to me?
I cannot.
Reporting for InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz.
Pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com with a special report. Most people that watch television or even YouTube know that last Monday I debated Piers Morgan and got in his face and said, look, you're coming for our guns to enslave us. America is becoming a police state tyranny. Back off. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? 2 days later, Ron Paul came on my show, outgoing congressman, and he agreed. He said if they come for the guns, it's going to cause a civil war, 1776, part two. Will you turn in your semi-autos?
Well, I might not even have anything to turn in for that purpose, but I don't think the American people will. I've always assumed that the line in the sand may well be drawn agent marches in unannounced, and they say, well, give me your gun and give me your gold. I don't think we'll do that, you know, calmly. I think the American people will highly resent it and resist.
Now, as soon as I got off Piers Morgan, the White House released a press release and said they were watching and responded to our petition, your petition, to deport Piers Morgan for engaging in political subterfuge and trying to overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So we know they were watching. It became the biggest story in the country and the biggest story on Twitter for 2 days straight. It's had like 15 million views online on YouTube alone. So we know the White House is watching. We also know that it's come out in Homeland Security documents that myself and Matt Drudge have been basically investigated and surveilled and are in secret documents concerning the TSA, because we've been covering their out-of-control violations of the Fourth Amendment and conditioning the public to basically be slaves. But then today, I'm watching his speech while I'm live on the radio playing it, and he talks about these pundits out there who just want to make money. And they say that...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had some technical difficulties with the Skype, but he's with us via phone, so we were doing a retransmission of some special reports there for the rest of the hour. He's a busy guy. Cenk Uygur, of course, founder and host of the Young Turks, theyoungturks.com, is on with us. He, of course, left MSNBC for several different reasons we're going to talk about. He went over to Current TV with Al Gore involved and the Hyatts and others, and then now that's been bought out by Al Jazeera. And he joins us. He has one of the biggest media networks on the Internet out there, probably only rivaled by Infowars.com or what Glenn Beck has developed over there with The Blaze. And then, of course, there's the big granddaddy of all the real alternative media, and that's DrudgeReport.com. But, Cenk, it is good to have you on with us. I was looking forward to the full hour, but you promised to come back soon, as soon as we can get your Skype going for the TV viewers. But the radio listeners out there are excited to hear you on the broadcast. Where should we begin in this discussion today?
You tell me, Alex. We can talk policy. We can talk shows. Politics. You let me know.
Let's talk about you a little bit. Most of the audience knows who you are, but, I mean, how did you get started? How did you form your political beliefs?
Good question. So when I was growing up, I was a liberal Republican in the Northeast. That, of course, doesn't exist anymore, but it did back in the day. Voted for Tom Kane. Not voted for. I was too young, but supported Tom Kane, Whitman, et cetera, right? And then the Republicans lost me during George W. Bush. Gore was actually the first Democrat I ever voted for in 2000. They lost me on a couple things. The Clinton affair was fun and funny, but I thought it was crazy to impeach a president over that. Then they really lost me during the Iraq War, and then they really lost me during torture, and then they went down the spider hole of, you know, warrantless wiretapping, gigantic abuses of our rights and civil liberties, et cetera. And I consider myself an independent. The Democrats drive me absolutely crazy. I am a progressive, meaning that I believe in expansion of freedom. I believe in protecting the middle class, et cetera. And there are some progressives in Congress, but not much. And Obama, I think, is nowhere near a progressive. So that's your, in a nutshell.
All right. Well, because we got you on later today, I'm going to skip this network break coming up because I want to get down to brass tacks with you. You're obviously a smart guy, and so you know that both parties are bought and paid for by some of the very same globalist, above the law, don't pay taxes interest. And that, I mean, who can deny the police state has been continued and accelerated by Obama with NDAA? They found torture camps in Benghazi, the rendition flights, all of it is continuing. And I've seen the so-called left suddenly become cheerleaders for it. You not so much, but I mean, still, it's just another wing of the same carrion bird. And then I come on your show and you're like, man, do you need mental help? You know, you're so upset about all this. I don't think it's a conspiracy. Well, it's an open conspiracy. I mean, don't you care about your family, Cenk? You're a smart guy. You've got to know that if you've looked at history, the United States is absolutely headed over the edge of a cliff, politically, economically, culturally. I mean, this country is rotting socioeconomically, on so many fronts, morally, and the police are dressed in Darth Vader outfits, the NSA spying on us, and they're talking about Obama's going to be the new Lincoln and crush the states. I mean, this is creepy.
All right, so actually totally agree with you on three out of four things. It's just the fourth one, we have a wild, complete disagreement. Okay, but so let me tell you what I agree with you on. So does money control politics? Of course it does. And watching television drives me crazy, where they talk about, oh, Joe Lieberman had this policy idea, and Senator X cares about this ideology. That's nonsense. The only thing that matters is what their donors tell them to do. I mean, New York Times had a brilliant article about how this pharmaceutical company, Amgen, just bought a $500 million exemption in the latest fiscal cliff deal. It makes me sick. And by the way, who'd they buy? They bought Republicans and Democrats. Max Baucus, Obama, McConnell, and Orrin Hatch. So, totally agree on that.
Well, take Al Gore. Take Al Gore getting all that oil money. I mean, how many tens of millions? What is it, 100 million? Some estimates. And we all know that Al Jazeera is backed by a government.
Well, so let me leave that aside for now. We can get back into it because I don't think it's as directly pertinent to our current sitting politicians that take the money for specific acts. But let me just finish real quick. The police state, I agree with you. The NDAA, warrantless wiretapping, it's encroaching. Power begets power, you know, and they just, there's never an end to how much power they can have, okay? So I agree with you on that, too. But the final piece of the puzzle, when you say talk about the reasons why, that's where we have the huge disagreement, Alex. And look, I think the reasons are super obvious. I mean, you said a conspiracy out in the open. I mean, you want to talk about a conspiracy out in the open? The lobbyists say we will give $100,000 to this guy, and we will hire his chief of staff, and we will hire him after he retires. They funnel all this money, and then they get the money back.
And then you got Congress insider trading.
Explain.
So the power is all massing, and foreign corporations and global corporations are taking control. Don't you see then the wisdom for the people to be armed as a balance of power, as a check and a balance?
I understand what you're saying there, Alex, but I think it's unrealistic in a couple of different ways, and I think it has a huge a downside, okay? So, number one, when I say it's unrealistic, look, man, we can have all the guns you want, and we could be out in the woods. When the government comes with drones, if they wanted to do that, I don't think they're going to do that, but if they wanted to do that, I mean, they'd blow us out of the sky. You can have 28 AK-47s.
Really?
You're never going to be
200,000 U.S. troops couldn't hold Baghdad. I believe you're wrong about that, and our people are inside the military. If they start trying to use the drones, even if they're automated and controlled by the globalists, people in the military are going to wreck those systems. Humans are powerful machines. There's hundreds of millions of us. I've been to the urban warfare drills where the military trains against U.S. role players to confiscate guns in U.S. cities, Jink. I have the Army manuals. In fact, I can give you one of them for gun confiscation in FEMA camps and how to round up civil disturbance operations, FM3-39.40. I mean, there I am giving you the actual document number. You can look it up. This is real, is what I'm telling you. The 1.6 billion bullets the government bought. I mean, if they've got drones, why do they want 1.6 billion bullets? Because it's boots on the ground. They're going to have to come in our houses.
Well, I can answer why they want the 1.6 billion bullets, because somebody made money off of it. There's a bullet maker. They bribe the legalized bribery that they do with politicians, and so the government bought 1.6 billion bullets they don't need. Like, there's one other point of agreement we have, which is that I think there's going to be a gigantic collapse coming, and I think what happens after the collapse is enormously important. Now, we might disagree as to why that collapse is coming, but our main point of disagreement is when you start talking about the FEMA camps, et cetera. Look, I don't think there is a government plan to put us in FEMA camps or to kill us or to take us over, because they don't need it. They already have the government. Alex, the only thing they care about is making more money. And right now they have almost 100% control of the government. They can make all the money they want. Why would they want to disturb that system? They're milking us dry on that count anyway.
Well, I get the points you're making, and it's true that we've already been taken over. They're already looting us, so why physically do it? It is the instinct of tyrants to fully dominate. I mean, why did Hitler, after he'd already taken France, just not stop there? Why did he turn off into Russia, where Napoleon and every other empire went to die? It is the nature of these people. So you come off as a real guy, and I'm a pretty good judge of people, and so you are judging other people by how you operate. And, you know, I don't blame you not wanting to talk about Al Gore and people. But, I mean, Al Gore has the carbon trading company over in London and would literally make money off of every human activity we make if he gets carbon taxes through. I mean, that, you know, that isn't about the environment. It's about a power grab.
No, Alex, I don't mind talking about Gore. I wanted to talk about, you know, your specific question first. But, look, I don't know all the investments that Al Gore has at all, right? I do know somebody comes in like Al Jazeera, and they make an offer that appears to be fantastic, above market value, if you ask me. And I don't know the specifics. I'm just guessing from the outside. I'm not involved in the deal at all. Anybody would have taken it. So does that – I mean, he's not in power anymore politically. I don't – you know, so there isn't any – I don't think any extra favors to be had. He just got an awesome price and he took it. Now, the carbon tax thing, look, I just don't believe at all that it's meant to be a money-making enterprise. And I've talked to him at length for a long, long time. The man deeply cares about global warming. Now, you might disagree with him.
Oh, he deeply cares about the carbon trading he'll make billions off of. Of course he does. He deeply cares about the Apple Foxconn suicide nets. Does he deeply care about?
You told me you do the same thing though, and here let me explain what I mean by that. Like for example, you think the economy is in trouble, so you invest in gold, right? We talked about that before.
Yes.
So then you make money off of that. Well, that makes sense. That's where you thought the economy was going. I don't even blame the hedge fund guys like John Paulson who thought, wait a minute, these toxic mortgages are crap. I'm going to bet against them. And they made billions off of that, right? So if Al Gore sees that this fossil fuel industry is unsustainable, and he's right about that, and it's hurting our health, our wealth, everything else, and he bets in the opposite direction, well, that's logical. I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, but carbon taxes are selectively enforced only against the West and designed to shut down our development and then move it to Chinese investments and Indian investments that people like Al Gore have. It's a managed, crony, capitalist economy. And is completely cold-blooded. You know, it was Gore that got up there on Larry King Live and said, it's a great deal, Larry. I deeply believe in NAFTA and GATT. How has NAFTA and GATT been for us?
Well, look, I was in favor of NAFTA, and I thought, you know, even though I was a Republican at the time, I thought Gore clearly won the debate against Ross Perot on that issue, et cetera. But NAFTA has had some significant downsides. There's no question about that. And I'll tell you, at this point, I get that a lot of the global trade deals are done for the benefit of corporations and to our great detriment. I mean, look, I'll tell you, I'll give you one example that really proves that case. It's the Panama deal. There's almost no trade with Panama in terms of business, commodities, et cetera. But Panama protects the bankers. And so recent trade deal that Obama did, he included Panama in the deal with other countries. Why? Because it created a giant loophole for the bankers to pay no taxes. Come on, why would you do that? I mean, especially if you're claiming to be a progressive, liberal, Democrat, and you give the bankers this giant multi-billion-dollar loophole. No, it's because the corporations run the place. Dick Durbin said it. He said the banks own Capitol Hill. So on that count, there's no question.
We're talking to the founder of the popular internet and TV and radio empire, Jink joins us right now. TheYoungTurks.com is the main website, one of many they have. Look, here's how my brain works. You're sitting there going, oh, come on. So Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, a few others, they knew the derivatives were garbage, so they bet against them. Yeah, but they also sold them to their clients and originally got the law changed in 99 to be able to sell the crap. So they
Totally true. That was fraud. And so when you talk about the guys who sold it to their clients and then shorted it and then bet against it, well, that's just outright fraud. Those guys should be in jail. And Goldman Sachs and all those guys did it. And John Paulson, you know, so I might have picked a poor example because he was worked with Goldman Sachs to sell the toxic stuff to other people while he was betting against it. But there were some people, like if you read The Big Short by was it Michael Lewis?
Stay there. Jink Uger is our guest. We're going to be right back, founder and head of the Young Turks. We're going to get into a whole bunch of other issues, Second Amendment, you name it, and what he thinks the collapse is going to look like, and is he worried about martial law? All this and more coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the... Uger of the Young Turks is our guest, and they've had a lot of fun with me over the years making jokes out of things. I want to talk about the CPS taking people's kids. We can discuss that. Also, the so-called liberal media is running like a 4-year-old video of me talking about juice boxes to make you gay, and they take it out of context. I'm pointing out that animals, mammals, you name it, are becoming sterile or bisexual or having both organs. Girls are going into puberty now at average of age 10, used to be 14. Boys, testicles are not dropping. Genitals are smaller. They're becoming feminine. Women are becoming hyperfeminine. The bisphenol A and other things are directly linked to cancer and infertility. All of this, and the media just says, oh, you're making fun of gay people. It has nothing to do with that. It's a way to get the news out to say, are the juice boxes making you gay coming up? And then I'm like, well, actually, it's doing a bunch of stuff. But what's your take on that, Jink?
All right. So, first of all, on the joking around with stuff, Ben, we drive people crazy, and people don't like it when we joke around about them. But we do it all the time, and we do it to everybody, okay? And the audience likes serious stuff, but they like lighthearted stuff, too. And so, and Paul Krugman the other day got all hurt over Jon Stewart making fun of him. But that's just life, and everybody's going to get used to that. People make fun of us all the time. That just rolls off my back.
No, no, I don't mind you making fun of me. I mean, I'm a funny guy as well. I think you're a funny guy. But, I mean, how does that tie into the juice box stuff? Because they're really saying
so
that I'm...
On that front, on that front. Look, you know, you mentioned three different things there. Let me take Child Protective Services. Now, this is, again, it goes to our fundamental disagreement, Alex. Like, if you say that Child Protective Services goes too far in some instances, I'm going to totally agree with you. And I bet you could find 5, 10, 20, 100 cases throughout the country where you say, look at this, look at this, look at this. Now, if you think Child Protective Services is some sort of conspiracy where they're all coordinating with one another to take people's kids, that's where I totally disagree with you. I got a neighbor who's in that. My wife used to be in that. There's no conspiracy. They're trying to do the best they can, and a lot of times people screw up. That's it.
Well, let me add my point. Half of CPS, roughly, about 54% nationally, people can look these numbers up, turns over. Because people get in it for the right reasons, and it's so bad, most people quit. Sounds like your wife did. I know there's about 50% or more that are good people. But you are five times more likely, according to the Justice Department, even Time Magazine's covered this, to be abused in government custody, CPS, than you are in anybody else's custody. They put the average foster child on 7 psychotropics. 67% are on psychotropics. I mean, it is a mill.
But Alex, that's not a conspiracy. Like, so they overprescribe. I agree with you. And if you're talking about, hey, there's a financial incentive for the drug companies to set up an incentive system so they overprescribe, I'm with you. And I think they overprescribe, right? But if it's not like the government saying, okay, ha, 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 we'll get these kids and we'll put them on psychotropic drugs and we'll, you know, it doesn't work on that way. It's actually in some ways more malicious than that, in the sense that once you set up a machine to do X, it will keep doing X. And so they've turned government into a money-making machine. But so there is no smoke-filled room where CPS got together and said, let's drug up the kids. It's just, you know, if the drug companies have the financial incentive, they buy the politicians write the rules.
Okay, then my point is,
having more drugs.
Regardless, then, it's going on, we should stand up and say it's wrong. But the Democrats generally are pro-government, and so, oh, no, let's not criticize the government, let's just let it continue on. The Republicans are pro-government to their buddies. They don't want their stuff cut either. And all I'm saying is, like Nixon said, it is a big out-of-control beast. It is an out-of-control machine that nobody can control, except the establishment on top is trying to ride the beast, and we're being trampled under it.
Yeah, and look, when people ask, is government too big, too small, that's my favorite question because it makes no sense. It's like saying, all right, how big a pipe do you need? Well, I don't know. What's the job we're doing? Are we carrying oil? Are we carrying a tiny amount of water? What do you mean, well, how big is the pipe you want, right? So it depends on the job that the government is doing. So is the government too large when it has this enormously bloated Defense Department that it starts aggressive wars? Hell yeah, it's too large. Is it too large when it gets into our private lives? In my case, I think, you know, I'm pro-choice. I think them getting between us and our doctor is way too large. You know, and so you can list a dozen ways that it's too large. You can also list a dozen ways that I think it's too small. Like, for example, the whole reason why I'm not a small-time olive picker in the middle of southeastern Turkey is because the Turkish government allowed my dad to get a free education because he scored high on an entrance exam. That's the government saying, hey, we're going to give everybody an opportunity, whether they're poor.
They do that to find, under the eugenics model, and I'm not judging Turkey's models, I'm not enough of an expert on it, you know, 60 years ago or whatever, though I know quite a bit more than the general public does about the history of it. My issue is they do that to pick and find the brains to make sure that there aren't what they call wild sons or bad sons out there that grow up and get power outside of the power structure. Let's expand on this. Golfer Phil Mickelson pays over 63-64% in federal and just state income tax. If you add in the property tax and all the other taxes, it's over about 74% for somebody making as much money as he does. Come on.
I don't believe that.
Come on.
I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, are you?
I don't think that's accurate at all.
I pay close to 60% in taxes.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're adding everything, if you're adding local taxes, property taxes, which is a whole different ballgame, sales tax, you might get to 60%. But if you've got to 60%, that means you're making a hell of a good living. I mean, I got friends making millions of dollars, and then they say that in the end, and they live in New York, which is heavily taxed, they're at around 50%.
Yeah, worse than that. Are you kidding? In New York,
you should pay 50%.
Hey, Obama just hired that French researcher, top economist lady, to help tune international economics with the U.S. That woman is somebody pushing for the 75% taxes on top of everything you make above 75%. I mean, the government needs 90%. France is the model. Feudal serfs only paid 10% in ancient Europe.
But, Alex, if you remember the golden years of America from, you know, about 1945 to 1980, when our economy did the best, more accurately probably 45 to 75, the tax rate was anywhere between 71 to 94%.
But the loopholes were so big, that's not actually the case. Kennedy cut some of the highest tax rates by 35%, the median tax income by 50%, tax receipts doubled. Why does government want higher taxes when they know generally tax cuts increases revenue, or do you disagree with that?
I do disagree with that. So when Kennedy cut taxes, they were still above 70%. And remember, that's for the highest marginal tax rate. So that's for every dollar above whatever the you know, the threshold is, right? So if Kennedy doubled the revenue and he was at 70% for the highest marginal tax rate, well, that's not so bad. Now, look, I think that's too high. For my personal taste, I think, and that's why my family supported Reagan when we first came here, because at that time, if you remember, before Reagan, the highest marginal tax rate was 70%. I thought that was outrageously high. But now we've got it to a point where it's far too low. Look, when Clinton raised the taxes to 39% for the top rate, what happened? The economy boomed. We added 23 million jobs. Bush cut it. Also, Obama cut it. And what happened? We lost jobs. We didn't gain jobs.
Wait a minute. Obama promised not to increase payroll tax, and he increased it on 77% of Americans. People making $30,000 got an increase, what, 3.8%? There's all sorts of taxes being increased. You know, here's my big issue with taxes. If you had an angel, a good angel, distributing it all, it would still make people slaves in the final equation and not make you independent and make you domesticated. The establishment, the richest people in the world, come and lobby for higher taxes because they know they're always going to have loopholes and are exempt. Warren Buffett and people like that. And then they end up getting the money in banker bailouts and corporate welfare. They're trying to shut down the Small Business Association in the federal government administration. They take our tax money and then they give it back to select insiders. I mean, that's what's going on here.
Some of that is true. For example, the role of how big business crushes small business is one of the most underreported stories in the country because they want a competitive advantage, so they, you know, set the rules in the government so that it is to their advantage and against small businesses. But no, overall, most of the rich don't want higher taxes at all. Warren Buffett is someone that everybody talks about because he's such an exception. Well, all the hedge fund guys, the private equity guys on Wall Street cry bloody murder if you touch their taxes by 1%, and they're paying 15%, which is outrageously low.
Yeah, they wrote the laws. And it's the very same mega banks and Wall Street people that fund the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, look at Romney. He was funded by the exact same groups, except for the Koch brothers, so you guys always use them all day. But the point is that now they flipped against the Republicans. I mean, it's just such a cynical game, and any big government is going to create that trough for the fraud, waste, and abuse to take place.
That's totally true. And the Democrats and Republicans are playing us all day long, and Fox News and MSNBC set up this false debate, this false drama. Oh, my God, is it going to be the Democrats? Is it going to be the Republicans? What difference does it make? Obama renewed. In fact, he didn't just renew. He made the Bush tax cuts permanent for 99% of Americans. So that's the 1% change we voted for. I mean, look, you're upset. If you're a progressive, we're 10 times more upset because they never do anything progressive. Never. Why? Because Wall Street and the guys who pay the politicians aren't progressive at all. They're massively conservative.
And no, they're selective. They selectively enforce it on the general public, and then they're exempt from it all. So cynical with Bill Gates and all them up there talking about, oh, raise taxes, rich people don't pay enough, knowing it's all written where they can be tax-free in their tax-free foundations.
Alex, let me ask you a more fundamental question. And I always wonder this about libertarians. So how much government do you believe in? So, I mean, you got to have some government, right? You got to have police, firemen, teachers, et cetera. So we obviously have to have some taxes to support that government. So what do you think is an ideal tax rate, and how much government would you want?
Well, that is a huge discussion, incredibly complex, because like Ron Paul has stated, we've gotten so domesticated, it'll take 50 years to even wean off this. But if we don't turn the ship around and start going back, at least in a partially different direction, we know it's all going bankrupt and going to collapse, and then there'll be nothing, Jink.
Yeah, but it isn't going to collapse because of these things. The main reason that it's going to collapse is because we allow the banks to do unlimited gambling, and unfortunately they control such a...
And then government backs and guarantees it. Government then backs and signs us onto it.
No, look, again, that's our fundamental agreement. They've captured the government. And J.P. Morgan alone, and this is in an Atlantic article you can read. Well, it's public information you can see anywhere. Trades $74 trillion worth of derivatives. Now, that doesn't mean they're risking $74 trillion, but it does mean that is the amount of trading they're doing. So any slight error is going to lead to enormous, uncontrollable losses. And any gambler will tell you, if you take enough risk, at some point you're going to blow it.
Yeah.
And these guys are definitely going to blow it. $74 trillion is five times the size of the U.S. economy, and that's just one bank.
By the way, you know worldwide, it's estimated by the Washington Post to be 1.5 quadrillion.
Yeah, it's insanity. So that's going to blow up. It's going to take the whole world economy down with it. What I'm afraid of is that people are going to take that and then misinterpret what happened there. And the answer in that case, Alex, isn't less government. The answer is more regulation, more honest government.
Yeah, after the bankers have collapsed and taken everything over, they shut the game down so nobody else can even basically do anything. See, that's the problem. They know this is going to screw up. They signed us onto it. Then they implode it. Then they pose as saviors. Then they bring government in. We go from 25 million on food stamps to 50 million to 100 million, and then we're all completely domesticated, and the social engineers win. Let me shift gears with you. General Boykin, former head of Special Forces Command, is in CNS News today talking about how there's evidence that our government's arming al-Qaeda. Well, come on. That's in the New York Times even. Against Libya, in Benghazi, now in Syria. They're doing horrible things. They're making sure the Arab Spring doesn't become something good. They're making sure that Saudi Arabia runs it. Where you're from, Turkey, so I know you have knowledge about this, is helping bring them in with the U.S. and NATO. And I'm not saying Assad's a good guy, but compared to al-Qaeda, he's a wonderful guy. And they are killing Christians. They are killing Alawite minority Muslims. It is unprecedented. Obama, it was called peace bombs when we did Libya. I mean, what is your take on where this is going, where the TSA wants to look for bin Laden in my underwear and in my wife's brassiere and in my daughter's underwear and my son's underwear? But then the government is openly funding, and it's CFR admits those groups are led by al-Qaeda. I mean, what about that? I mean, should we give Obama another peace prize? How about 10 more?
I'm really conflicted on this one. I'm not conflicted on his peace prize. That was insanity. He hadn't even done anything yet, and once he did something, we found out he wasn't altogether that interested in peace. But look, when I see Gaddafi oppressing and killing and butchering his own people, and I see it with Assad, I want to do something about it. But doing something is a really hard question. What are you supposed to do? And I totally understand that the more we get involved, and I think here Ron Paul makes a lot of good points, the more blowback we get, and we constantly seem to be funding and training the wrong people. Look at what happened in Mali. We train some of the guys in Libya. They go over to Mali, and then they turn on.
Oh, it's all an accident. Then we got to invade. Oh, we got to invade all Africa with AFRICOM now. I said 4 years ago in Obama deception they'd use al-Qaeda to invade those very countries and do this. You know how I knew? There's Pentagon public white papers. They think we're so – see, Jink, I've got – West Point documents from 4 years ago and last year and now this year where they're trying to take on gun owners and take our guns. That's why I know, Jake, they're coming because I have the Army manuals. I have the Army sources. Do you understand what's going to happen when they come for the guns, bro?
Okay. I keep going back to it is totally unnecessary. What they would do if they came for guns is they would, stir up the biggest S storm you ever seen.
They're trying right now.
Why would they bother doing that when they've already got the whole system on lockdown? I mean,
they're not. No, you don't know about the
single
Mao said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Our forefounders knew that as well. They just wanted the people to have the power. Don't you get that, man? Don't you trust yourself?
I mean, Alex, think about what kind of... Look, you can't do through guns and violence if you're going to fight back against the government. You've got to do it the King way, the Gandhi way, because if you try to outgun them... You know what Gandhi said? He said, part of the reason we didn't use guns is because we didn't have them. Now, you would take that as an example for your side. I actually say, well, of course Gandhi was never going to beat the British with weapons. They had so many more weapons. The way you beat them is by other means. And so if you do it democratically, you do it politically, you get people riled up and you say,
Jake, how much military history have you studied? Listen, we couldn't, our entire military couldn't defeat the North Vietnamese because they had a will to fight. The rifleman is the power. Okay? There are 160 million gun owners plus in this country.
Alex, you're going to give them an excuse to kill you. Okay? I mean, the minute you pick up a gun, they're going to feel absolutely justified striking back.
Jake, there you go. There you go. I'm not picking up a gun. I don't want to have a physical conflict. They are preparing to try to confiscate the guns and demonize gun owners. It's in the Homeland Security documents that we broke 3.5 years ago. They want to start a civil war and then call us terrorists. And you'll be like, well, they killed Ron Paul and Alex Jones. They had to. They were going to lead a revolution. See how that spinning works? I want to give you some statistics when we come back. I can't wait to have you back on Skype. I saw how great your Skype looked before it failed there in your Young Turk studio, theyoungturks.com. I'm Alex Jones.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So the next hour. Empire. He promises after he does his big D.C. trip next month, he'll come back with us in March or so via video Skype. Jink, Uyghur, and I got to say, I don't agree with a lot of stuff he says, but he says it real slick the way he sells it. Very funny. And, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of the stuff they cover. He covers things that the other Democrats and liberals won't cover because they're really a bunch of authoritarian scum, just like most of the Republican leadership. But he joins us. But I brought Melissa Melton in because she was going to be on earlier today, but then I ran out of time. And, Melissa, we've got FBI statistics from FBI.gov for TV viewers. We're going to be putting these up on screen for radio listeners. The video will be posted later today at Infowars.com. Go over these statistics for Jink so he can respond.
Well, the situation is that we have a lot of media and politicians that are throwing out statistics, and they don't cite their sources. So we don't know if those are coming from think tanks or special interest groups. This is from the FBI.gov. They collect this data from 18,000 law enforcement agencies across the country every
year. And private groups have studied it. It's some of the most accurate numbers out there.
That's what they
do. We're not usually fans of government numbers. But
this is what we have that's the most consistent over the years. And using basic calculations for percentages, you can see by their own data that goes back to 1992, the Uniform Crime Report shows violent crime has been cut in half since 1992. And if you take the 1992 violent crime rate per 100,000 people of 757.7, you subtract the 2011 violent crime rate of 386.3, you get 371.4. If you divide this by the original 1992 rate, you get 0.4902, multiply that out, and you're going to have a decrease right there of 49.02% in violent crime between 1992 and 2011. And the murder rate shows the same decrease as well, actually. We can go to that.
So people think it's the end of the world and everybody's dying, but the truth is the only thing going up is mass school shootings, and that's 88 a year, about half of those gangbangers killing each other. It's still a bad thing. But, I mean, Biden going riddled with holes, beautiful children. I mean, it's so exploitive. We're going to go to more numbers here in a moment, hit pause on that. But, Jink, I mean, respond. I mean, almost a 50% cut as more guns get bought, as the criminals get scared in the last 20 years.
So, Alex, there's about 12 different possibilities as to why the crime rate started going down in the early 1990s. I read a brilliant article in Mother Jones about this, and we had Kevin Drum on the show to talk about it. And I was really skeptical about it, but it turns out the one thing that correlates with crime increases and decreases
is lead.
Is lead, okay. And so the leaded gasoline really screwed this country up in a big, big way. Now, to me, I get that the crime rate is going down, and that's a terrific thing. And, again, there's a lot of...
Is that why we all beat the hell out of each other in the 80s?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
I thought that was
anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
the problem with the guns isn't necessarily the crime rate as much as it is gun homicides and, of course, these massacres. And then, you know, you look at the international rates, and, you know, you've got Japan, you've got... Australia, and, you know, they passed their ban in Australia in 96. They haven't had a single massacre since. In Japan...
Oh, yeah, now they're trying to take the bolt-action guns. Now they're... Okay, well, let me throw this at you. Long after leaded gas was out, they did concealed carry, and that's when the real drop started. So it's not the lead. That's a small part. I agree. I've seen the studies. That's a small part from the complete rage of the 70s and 80s, okay? But in the 90s, it's concealed carry, more guns, less crime. You can use Japan, where nobody robs each other when there's a tsunami, and say, look, they have lower crime. I mean, it's a different culture, is my point.
But look at Japan. No, let's look at Japan for one second. They have in the ballpark of 2 to 10 gun homicides over the last 6 years or so, okay, per year, which is and Japan is a smaller country than us, but they're a significantly larger
country. And if a samurai told a villager to get on their knees because they had disrespected him and to let them cut their head off, they would not resist. That has been a programming in the culture of feudal Japan. They're great, smart people, but that's leftovers of that, the total submission.
They don't have guns, Alex. They can't kill each other with guns because they don't have them.
But they got guys that go in schools and stab people with knives.
Yes.
The government wants the guns to enslave us. Stay there, back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.